Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkoff will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
We're talking today with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, 2021 has arrived. OCA has decided you want to go ahead and do a face-to-face in-person meeting, a policy meeting here at the end of the month. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so January 26th is our annual winter policy meeting. We have decided to move forward with an in-person event. It's just too important for us to come together and do so to talk about the policies of our industry, to talk about the future of our industry as we continue to move forward.
What are you hearing from your leadership that may be discussed on the 26th?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're hearing some discussion, some membership that wants to come in and has some discussion about wildlife issues here in the state of Oklahoma, also specifically with the Wildlife Department. So we'll have some, I think we're going to have some discussion there. We'll obviously still have discussion about the structure of our industry regarding live cattle trade, cash trade minimums, those types of things. That issue has not gone away and appropriately still needs to be discussed and talked about. And then also, what are we going to see from the new administration? I think our timing is really good in the sense that Mr. Biden will be inaugurated as president here this week. And then about a week later, we'll have our winter policy meeting. Now, we already know the Biden administration has talked about a lot of ideas that they're going to roll out pretty quick, whether they're executive orders or legislative priorities that they're going to try to push Congress to do and so forth. So it'll give us an opportunity to talk about some of those things and how do we navigate some of those things as well. Then leading into the legislative session that we have here in Oklahoma, bills are being filed left and right as we speak right now. We'll see probably 3,900 bills issued this year just in Oklahoma. A lot of those have been put in place. We'll see a ton of bills introduced this week and then obviously next week as well. So that's the reason we chose this time for this meeting, is to be right in the middle of all of these types of things. And then when you have a presidential inauguration right on top of that, it gives us plenty of things to talk about. So I anticipate a lot of ideas. I anticipate a lot of questions. Quite frankly, I anticipate a lot of follow-up, and that's fine. That's what we do as an association. We look forward to it.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. President-elect Joe Biden adding to his nominees for the various cabinet positions. Number two person at USDA, the nominee is Jule Bronow. Bronow currently serves as the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Our own commissioner of agriculture, Blaine Arthur, has worked with Bronow through the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. She calls her a leader who understands agriculture. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.